Grow Great, the podcast, episode 327, Understanding How People Really Buy, part two. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. Man, we are into October already. Yep, let's pick up, let's put a bow on this. Understanding how people really buy. If you didn't catch part one, go back. It was just released on Monday this week. Go back and listen to it. Of course, you could be listening to this at any time in the future. The website is growgreat.com. Curiosity and common ground. These are two ingredients for helping prospects break their autopilot behavior. How? In a word, storytelling. Storytelling. Help your prospects imagine what your product, what your service could do for them. You put them into the story and you have them experience it. We are all able to project ourselves into some future circumstance. And as we imagine it, we begin to feel it. It becomes our new experience. New thoughts, new beliefs, they can begin to form as well. Consider all of that when you are thinking of connecting with your prospects. Marketing and sales, and yes, I do know that they are different, but for our purposes, I'm kind of lumping them into one big bucket because, well, this is all about storytelling, and it's about establishing a relationship of trust with people. And both of those activities have got to do that. And it's largely about being able to predict the future experience of your prospects. You want to help them imagine themselves in the story. The more you can make that story come alive, the easier it's going to be for them to see themselves experiencing your product, your service. And the experiences generate real feelings, real emotions. They're going to drive people to choose your offer. The more valid and the more real those emotions, well, the more the prospect, now the customer, is going to believe it. Now, the process is not easy. Nobody says it's easy. It's fairly simple, but not easy. We have to get the prospect's attention. If we are unable to break this autopilot experience of the prospect, then we're doomed. But once we do that, once we get their attention, we have to tell our story. And we have to tell our story involving them and then let them buy. Stop pushing water up the hill. Anybody with any sales experience at all has done it. We've tried too hard. We've pushed too hard. We've also done just the opposite. Sometimes we have failed to push at all. We've neglected to even ask for the sale. We're making this much harder than it has to be. Each of us tells stories. Now, let's think about the stories that we tell ourselves in our head. We all do it. These stories determine how we see the world and how we see our place in the world. And so as we are approaching telling a story to our prospects, we have got to keep in mind they're already telling themselves a story before we ever arrive. What story are they telling? You should know. You should at least have some idea. Now, it's ideal to get the prospect to share their story. This is where marketing and sales are very, very different. Marketing is your story being told to people, usually at some scale, whether that's social or any other way that you choose to market. Selling is you listening to the story of your prospect. It's also you sharing your story and finding out what really matters most to the prospect so that you can dazzle them with a positive experience with your product, your service. Questions, 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 questions. I, for decades, have said the quality of our questions determines the quality of our business. It is true in selling. It's true in decision-making. It's true in every area of business that I know of. Questions, they are among the most productive tools that you'll have in selling. I mean, how else are you going to learn about the prospect? How else are you going to hear their story? You can devise your own series of questions, but they can be best summed up really with one phrase. Tell me more. Tell me more. If you haven't put in the time to devise great questions for your sales process, then you're failing to achieve all that you should. Don't leave it to chance, and don't leave it to individual team members and their prowess. A lot of companies do this. You know, well, Bob's a pretty good sales guy, and Bob, you know, he gets it right, but okay, well, what if you're not Bob? Craft an effective process that produces at least a degree of predictable results. Questions like, give me a bit of background. How did you get here? Those kinds of questions can get a prospect in storytelling mode, and it can begin a good dialogue. You know what I have found in talking to CEOs, predominantly CEOs and top-level leaders? So many people don't ask. They don't ask. So many people aren't interested. And as a result, many of these people they're quite anxious, quite willing to tell their story. If somebody would just stop and ask. I have lamented for years as I sat in the C-suite operating businesses, invariably, you know, in comes Joe Blow sales guy, and boy, he's got exactly what I need. I've never seen him before. He's never met me before. He somehow got past a gatekeeper, and I gave him some time for whatever reason, and here he is, and he's got exactly what I need, and he's asked no questions. He's never visited the facility. He doesn't know me. He knows so little about the business. It's not funny. Oh, but he's got exactly what I need. Yeah, well, you can pretty much predict how those went, right? I mean, I might humor the guy for a few minutes, but I'm going to end this meeting really quickly. No, it has to have dialogue. Dialogue is what you are after. So when you ask, listen. Listen carefully. Tell me more about what you want to accomplish. What are the hurdles that you need to clear before you can execute this? I mean, these kinds of questions just facilitate interest, dialogue. Figure out the best questions that can help get your prospects sharing their stories, and then coach and train your employees to listen and effectively engage in sharing your company's story by incorporating the prospects' stories. You know, so many people just have this canned, rote speech, and no matter what the prospect has said, they still are just going to stick with the script. You can't do that. Your story has to be congruent with the story that the prospect tells. And if there's a disconnect, you're done. You're done. And there might be valid reasons for that. I mean, come on, not every prospect is going to be fit for our stuff. Nobody sells everybody. And it's okay. We just want to give it our best effort, though. We don't want to rob a prospect of the potential to enjoy our product or our service because, well, we failed. Paint the picture. Lose the technical jargon. Okay, except as it relates to the audience. Come on, engineers can speak effectively with other engineers. Programmers can speak with programmers. We all get this. Your story can't just be some sterile affair, though. It's got to convey emotions, even if it's technical. Don't be afraid to go deeper into explaining how decisions like these need to be made and how others are making these decisions successfully, how you are working with others who are making these same decisions successfully. Share how other people have benefited, how they are benefiting. Social proof's important. Good stories have a moral, so have one. Make the ending where there's a logical next step, one that your prospect can clearly see and agree with. Attention. Attention, that's the name of the game. It's about getting the attention of your prospect, but it's also about showing them the attention they crave. Too many people don't even catch this. Show your prospects the attention they crave. To understand how people buy is to understand that we're all telling ourselves stories, and they're not all true. Everybody craves being able to tell themselves a better story. I mean, that's what creates our desire for something different, something more, or something else. Spend whatever time you must to craft better stories that involve your prospects. Get better at helping your prospects see themselves having a better experience. There you have it. Hey, today's episode is brought to you by the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. Are you an entrepreneur, a business owner who proudly wears that label, operator? Maybe you're sick and tired of going it alone. This much is sure, you do not want anybody telling you what to do. And that's largely why you became an entrepreneur in the first place, so you could do it the way you wanted to do it, the way that you believed would be better. And that's how it ought to be. The problem is going it alone, because going it alone isn't the fastest path to growth and improvement. Your company can grow much faster and go much further if you can leverage the power of others. And that's exactly what the Peer Advantage by Bula Network does. It helps business owners like you leverage the power of others so you can grow your business, your leadership, and your life. This is an intentionally small, intimate group of just 7 small to medium-sized business owners from around the United States who come together using a video conferencing platform so we can share insights, experiences, and know-how. Learn more by visiting the website, thepeeradvantage.com. When you get there, just click that big orange Apply Now button and it'll prompt a phone call so that we can, have a dialogue. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. It's October. Let's hit this hard. Let's get this month rolling really quickly. You know, we want a fast start so that we can have a great finish. Lord willing, I will talk to you on Friday.